Bethel's alcohol stores are affecting the entire region, and it's up to the tribes to do something about it. That's the message from a tribal gathering held in Bethel on Wednesday. Representatives from more than a dozen tribes across the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta came together to share what is happening in their community since Bethel started selling alcohol. But before the meeting began, a tragedy underlining its purpose struck. Wednesday morning, a woman was thrown from a snow machine and died. Alaska State Troopers responded to the crash west of Akiachuk on the Gweek River Trail. The driver was intoxicated, and at about the time he was being charged with a DUI and criminally negligent homicide, the meeting in Bethel was beginning, and tribal members, one after another, stood up and shared their stories about how their villages have been affected since Bethel started selling alcohol last spring. Nick Dooney is the tribal council president of Marshall, a dry village.
The bootlegging issue has increased.
Kimberly Smith is the substance abuse prevention coordinator in Akiak, another dry village.
Kids are depressed, walking around like they have no hope. Gunshots heard outside of my house multiple times. Neighbors that are always drinking.
Stephen Andrew is an Atmouthluk tribal police officer.
Since I started in December, I've already got one locker filled with empty bottles of booze. You know, I can't even count how many bottles I've taken away so far.
At one point, Andrew apologized for pausing during his speech, saying he'd only gotten 3 hours of sleep the night before after responding to a call involving alcohol. The testimony continued. People shared stories of domestic violence increasing, of people drinking and dying from exposure, of children being taken from their parents, and of suicide. The problems, they said, have gotten worse since Bethel opened its alcohol stores. Harold Napoleon of the native village of Paimute summed up the meeting.
You cannot have a liquor store in Bethel and have it not affect every single village in the region. The result is always people dying, being beat up, abused, neglected, or dead.
There were solutions offered, but nothing voted on. Solutions included hiring more law enforcement officers, collecting data on rising social ills, and even suing the city of Bethel. Robert Henderson with the Alaska Attorney General's office also offered a way to help by empowering tribal courts. He explained how tribes can enter into an agreement with the state, like ANVIC did in January, to send low-level criminal cases to tribal court instead of state court. Those cases often involve alcohol. The group also heard an update on the Ammonic Women's Shelter from Lenora Hooch. The community voted to legalize alcohol in October, and Hooch says issues similar to what the villages around Bethel are seeing are also appearing in Ammonic and its surrounding villages.
We're seeing the rates of domestic violence have risen. We've had more suicides. The vandalism has risen.
Governor Walker's rural affairs advisor, Gerard Goffrey, attended the meeting and said he could bring the consensus of what the group decides to the governor. The meeting will reconvene today at the Bethel Cultural Center. The plan is to vote on how to address the village's alcohol issues. The group will also discuss Senator Lyman Hoffman's proposal to create a new kind of energy borough in the region under Senate Bill 18. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.